In today's episode, I'm talking about our why, the passion that drives us, and how I'm using that to help motivate students. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. This week, in fact today as well, is a bit relentless. It's quite full on, so I'm going to try and grab as much time as I can put an episode together for you, so I'll hopefully be kind of bite-sized and kind of rapid. And today, what came to my attention was an email, and it was from a school that I'm going to be talking to, have been talking with on a regular basis, so twice a month, going down there, working with the pupils there, delivering sessions on resilience and self-esteem, and about how, you know, finding ways to find their own kind of their why, their drive and their passion. And they've been super successful. It's been fantastic working with those students there. And then I got an email just asking me if we can try and tweak it a little bit. And it's been identified that some of the male students, the boys, a few of them who are high achievers have begun to disengage from some of the lessons. So one of the approaches, hypothetically, to be fleshed out, would be to understand what motivates them, what sort of things which are of interest to them, what they spend time doing, and then taking that as one object, if you like, all their passion inside, the things they enjoy doing outside of school, and then saying, well, how that might translate or apply to that particular subject, how it could be useful. And often there are times when we can actually extract something from a study which we may not really like, but if we see it through a more useful lens, more useful perspective, we might get a better approach to it. I'm not expecting that they're gonna somehow leap up and down for maths if they're not enjoying maths, but they might pay attention to certain things a bit more than they had done before. They may be, if they are disruptive, then less disruptive. And map into their world how the subject can be useful to them. And as I say, I don't know how it's gonna play out with the school, what they're looking to achieve. And certainly I can't basically manipulate someone to do something they don't want to do. But if I can find a way them to see it through a more useful lens, kind of a pivot their attention to something that's going to actually be practical for them, we might get more engagement. So it was really that I wanted to share. Just the idea that I think we can only manipulate to a degree. We can only inform and educate to a point, but the other person has to make a choice on how they're going to see it. And it was interesting how it's often not the first time that schools have come to me and said, oh, we want Johnny or Jane, whoever, to, you know, engage more in school. I'm not a magic wand. I can't kind of pop people with some pills and they kind of somehow engage with school. It's more about getting to understand what's in the student's world, what passion they have, what interests they have, and then how we're going to map that into any of the subjects. And also, if none of the subjects map into that, or maybe one subject doesn't, find a way to tolerate the subject. A way to kind of say, well, you still have to do this, you still have to get through to it. It may not map now into what you're after, but it could be something in the future. Let's approach it from a more useful angle. And that's it. That's what I wanted to share with you. Just this little kind of, I guess, not even a moral question, but just a way of understanding and appreciating what we can achieve and what we can't achieve. And actually back to the other videos about the motivation side, how we actually need to be motivated by things which empower us, which are our whys, the things that drive us. And when we connect with that, we are then able to then create the change we're after. So I think it'd be an interesting conversation come the end of the week with the school to say, let's focus on the children's whys, what's actually empowering them, what's their drivers, rather than simply say you must go and study maths or geography or history or whatever. So we'll see how that plays out. But again, I wanted to kind of just talk it out with you guys, share my thoughts, share how I'm seeing it. And as I say, I'm gonna try and rattle out as many episodes as I can this week. Time is tight, so if they are bite-sized, I hope you still get some value from them. And if you do, please, as always, give them a like, a thumbs up, or a comment. It'll be great to hear from you. But other than that, I'm gonna leave you for today, and I'll catch you on the next episode. This is how legends are made.